Radio Style.
So baby,
All right, what's good, y'all? Yo, what's good, y'all? It's your homie Big T.
I'm Miss Amy.
And it is your co-hostess with the most to see our styles. Hey.
And what's good, y'all?
No, we're gonna mute that. It's the pregame. Look how quick that happened.
Yeah, I love that. Yes, this is why we love the pregame.
Yeah. We're just trying stuff out.
Yes, we're just trying shit out. Getting ready for season 4 of Mud Talk coming up in September, the end of September. And we just figured, you know, it would be good to just come and do a pregame show and just talk ish and, you know, do all that good stuff. Yeah. So make sure y'all tap in and comment, leave comments below.
Make sure we can hear us.
Yes, I'm pretty sure. Well, clearly they can hear us.
Yeah, make sure you can see us and we're not like jumping. It's very slow, lagging.
Yes, all of that stuff. So this is just where we just talk, you know, just off the cuff. And
pregame in it. Yes. Even though I think I might be the only one pregaming. I don't know.
I'm going to pregame a little bit, maybe afterwards. Mm-hmm. So how's everybody been, though? How's everybody been? What's going on, man?
Been good. I can't complain. Yeah. How about you guys?
I have been chilling, but also busy at the same time. Mm-hmm. School has started back. A lot of my other entities are getting ready to start back. And so, you know, I was just trying to make sure I practice some self-care in between that, you know, take care of myself. Ms. Amy, what about you?
I've been good. Just got back into the swing of school and I'm tired. Two full weeks has been rough.
Yeah. So. We just started this week.
Well, bless your soul. I've been back since the end of July, but with kids, it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah. So it's been half days for us all week this week because of the heat. And then today we didn't have school, so there was
well, that. There's that.
But tomorrow, I'm not tomorrow, but next week.
I was like, tomorrow they make you coming on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah,
where's Dr. Bernie?
No.
About to have a moment with him.
Yeah, listen, but no, next week we are back in full swing of things because it's only supposed to be in the 70s.
Oh, so they can only go to school if it's in the 70s, apparently.
Well, anything lower than 90 degrees, yeah. Because
in my day,
I'm not going to fuck you in your day.
When I had to go to school in the scorching heat with only those little windows that opened halfway.
I know. And then I had to stand at the bus stop for 1 hour while sweat was dripping down. Like
I did. And it was awful.
Man.
I'm just kidding. It's miserably hot. It's been hot. We have air conditioning.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it's been humid and disgusting.
Yeah. I just always tell adults, like, if you, as an adult, you would not physically do it, why do you expect kids to do it?
Absolutely.
You would not stand at the bus stop for 30 minutes waiting for your bus or any bus or anybody in the blazing
Not in the blazing outside. Heat.
No.
On the blacktop of the driveway.
Yes.
Melting.
While it's humid outside, like, no. You're just
Those not. Babies need to toughen up.
Listen, we see what happened when we tell people to talk.
Or like when it's like snowy out, snow days.
Back in my day, we had to walk back and forth to school in 12 inches of snow. Well, I'm sorry that your parents didn't love you.
That's with not no like shoes on, or socks.
With no shoes or socks on.
They didn't apparently make them back then.
So, yeah.
I think it's funny, too, because I'm telling you what, people, we had snow days. I mean, 30 years ago. I remember sitting in front of the TV waiting for it to scroll by. And it happened a lot.
It happened all the time.
Yeah.
In wintertime.
I feel like it was a lot of snow days last year.
Oh, we know.
Or was that the year before?
I think it just is maybe the school that you two are familiar with. It's never open.
It is open.
It is definitely
open. It is open. We just like to protect the people inside of the school.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Very, very weather conscious.
Well, and then we also have to consider, like, most of our kids walk to school.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have bus services. Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of walking.
It's a lot of walking. So, and nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. Well, because as a teacher, I'm not physically teaching it.
People can't drive when it's, well, heat is fine, but people can't drive in the snow for sure and the ice and, you know.
Well, me as a teacher, I'm also not going to be going outside, scraping my car off, slipping and sliding in my driveway, and then a car ride that should take 20 minutes is really going to take 40. So how about we just cancel school and we just try this again another day?
And not even do the 2-hour delays because I feel like that's
I don't like a 2-hour delay. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Because if it's going to snow here, it's going to snow here.
Yeah.
There's no. But
I don't know.
I don't know. Heat days, that might be a new one.
Yeah. Well, I'm here for it. I'm here for all the natural disasters.
That sounds awful. That's terrible.
You know, anything that's going to cancel school, tornado watch, hurricane, earthquake, whatever's going to come our way.
Can you knock on something? Because this is not, I don't like where this is going.
Put the disclaimer.
Yeah, right, please. Because
the views.
Please let's just not. Yeah, where's that? Where's that little thing on the display?
Put that across the screen.
My goodness. He's over here wishing hurricanes in Ohio. The hell?
Hey, you never know when he's I'm just
saying. True.
That's a fact, though.
True.
No, for real, because I'm pretty sure like last Christmas it was so warm we probably could have barbecued.
Yeah, it was.
It was really warm.
It really was.
It was warm.
Yes. I mean, I think it really only had a couple, maybe two heavy snows.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I had to, I don't even think I shoveled my driveway. I think I just let it melt. Just let it melt.
Hey, sometimes it's like that.
Yes.
So what else has been going on with y'all? What else has been going on? Y'all been enjoying family time? You've been spending time with the family?
Yeah. That's been really cool. Been spending time with the fam, traveling.
Working out.
Working out.
Doing push-ups all over the internet.
There you go.
Yeah. Leg lifts. He said, there you go, as if he's not doing that.
No, I'm saying, there you go.
He's like, of course I am. I'm just pushing up and leg lifting. And
we still have to do a mud talk exercise.
Did we agree to that?
Yeah, I think we did.
No, I don't remember that.
I think we did agree to that.
Yeah. I don't remember. Was I drunk?
No. You were sober as a fourth grader.
When did we make... who says the fourth graders are sober?
Sober as a fourth grader.
I don't remember this.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
We haven't picked a date yet, though.
He's just telling us.
We haven't picked a date yet, though.
I don't remember this. No. I remember agreeing to a yoga class. That's all I remember agreeing to.
And we'll make sure we get it on camera.
No, we're good. People make me work out.
It's going to be nice.
It's
gonna be
cool. I can't wait.
Are there going to be drinks involved?
Water. Drink while exercising is crazy. Again, another disclaimer.
Know. That might work.
People do that, though.
Do not drink alcohol.
No, but people do that. Like, that's the hot thing. They go and run these little 5K, 10K, 25K, the shit you put on the back of your car. This is probably white people. But they do this. And then at the end, I've noticed that almost all these races, it's like, oh, and have a beer when we're done. Like, it's like has to entice people to come race. To like come race and then you drink a beer.
Yeah, when you're done, not during.
That's what I just said. When we're done, we can get drinks.
No, he said.
He's take a break.
Why do I see him just over here kicked up, drinking while I'm over here sweating and looking?
We can have a break.
Yeah, I agree. I will come work out. You let me know.
I don't got to be tequila. It can be a mimosa.
That's workouts true.
And mimosa.
I feel like if it's in the morning, it should be a mimosa.
It should.
Yeah. Afterwards.
Yeah, after.
You do a mimosa.
Bottomless.
To reward ourselves.
Yeah. Well, usually when I work out, I like to go get ice cream, but I could probably do some mimosa.
Okay.
Just give it to me, Darren. Actually, I just put it in my water bottle.
Yeah, nobody's going to know.
Nobody's going to know.
I would.
Nobody's there.
You want to do a cup check on me?
We are going to do a cup check.
Like, cup check.
Yes. We're going to do a cup check. Yes.
You would have to try it.
Yes.
That's funny.
Well, I'm just not coming.
I will do it. I'll work out.
Beautiful.
I can't. Ty, work out like you, but
Ty,
what?
Well, we have one. Ty,
right. Did you ask Shay?
Want to do it on? She isn't here.
Okay.
When she comes back, though, the first show I will ask her for sure.
I guess I'll be there.
When are we doing this?
Family. Whenever y'all want to.
Can we let my arm heal first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What the hell?
What happened?
This was I don't know if you can see it. And where's the camera? Oh, there it is. So this was Monday. I was making some chicken cutlets to make some Italian. Garlic wine creamy pasta something, and when I went to go put the chicken cutlet in the pan, it slipped out of the tongs because there's a lot going on at the time, and it like pooled. So all the oil. So I literally have a burn from here to here on my arm.
Jeez.
And just waiting for it to heal.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a disgusting scar though. I can tell you that already. Wow. You can actually kind of see that it's still even my palm of my hand's burnt. So
just a little warm.
No, yeah, I know. I mean, when I used to teach cooking classes, I had a kid pour an entire pot of boiling water over my hand.
Oh, wow.
Happened. Fires. I used to just hit pans that I would grab because a lot of things going on. Jesus. But nothing hurts worse than an oil burn. I mean, that was just because it doesn't come off.
Like, why were you grabbing pans with no?
Just because there's a lot going on, you know, just kids everywhere. If a kid's going to burn themselves, I would rather me burn myself than a kid burn themselves.
So. See, Black people, we're not the only ones getting burnt by grease. Right. Chicken, white people too.
Now you know I know how to cook. Because my dad told me I need to get those like cooking gloves that people wear to not burn their arms. And I was like, no, I think I'm good. I'm just going to wear it proud, whatever the scar looks like. It's going to look like a giant birthmark, though.
Bill's character.
It does.
Taking one for the team.
Yeah, I did take it. And you know what? Honestly, it was a really good meal. So
that's good.
What I finished it with one arm.
What did you have with it?
What did I have with it?
Yeah. Like, I mean, did you have any size?
What size?
It was like a one pot thing.
Oh.
And no, because I couldn't do much. I just had to finish the shit and be done. I literally was like, I almost passed out. I almost passed out with like, I was like, it hurt so bad. I almost passed out. But no, it was like it was chicken cutlets on top of like this fettuccine with an Italian Italian wine garlic and cream sauce.
So do we place fancy. Our orders
anytime before, you want? Or? Anytime you want.
You know, in the Black household, we still would have had size with that. Chicken breast, the pasta, and like
the bread.
Oh, there was always bread. I would have had sides, except for I literally was just trying to like put the shit on there so I could be done and feed the family, and then
he was like, "Here, just eat it."
That is literally what happened. I was like, "Eat the food, it's done," and I went and laid down until it felt better.
I feel it.
It was rough. Damn, I know. I need to be more careful.
Yeah, y'all know what I'm really excited about.
What's that?
Homecoming is coming soon.
It is
going to be a time.
Oh yeah, wait, I was invited. We were gonna, somebody promised me some ice water.
Yeah, you know, I'll have to make sure that one of my fraternity brothers get you guys together. I won't be there. Yeah, I'll be out of town.
I do remember. Damn, should we rewind this back to I don't know, the last season when I was guaranteed a CL Styles and some ice water homecoming.
Yeah, I'm going to get you the ice water.
Okay, just not the seal style.
Next time, though. Next time.
Okay, all right. Well, you'll have to find me someone that has it.
I will. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a time last year. Yeah, I'm excited about this year. Apparently, a few of my people were supposed to be getting a tent this year, like doing our own little tailgate.
Oh.
I'm super excited about that.
Do we get to put the Mud Talk banner up in that tent?
We actually can. I feel like we should take our equipment.
When is this?
I was going to say that. Are you going to record?
It's the first Saturday in October.
October 5th.
Yes.
October 5th. Let's see my calendar. Let's see if I got anything going on that day.
You always got something going on.
Yeah. Listen, these damn kids.
Between you and Craig, I don't know. Craig's meetings. I mean, hey, meetings.
I'm here. He does.
Craig's meetings have meetings.
Gotta handle business, man.
You know what? I have a wedding that day.
Oh, damn.
Oh. My friends and her wife, or her future wife, are getting married. And
really?
Where they get married at?
A restaurant somewhere.
A restaurant?
I don't know, like bar, restaurant-y thing.
Okay.
Oh.
So, and my daughter has a volleyball game in Columbus that day, so. I'm going to be all over the planet.
Well,
so I will not be there. So I guess we're going to have to put this off until the 2020, what is this? What year is it?
2025.
2025. 2025. Don't schedule anything. No trips. I will try not to.
Craig can't promise that.
Yeah.
You can't.
I don't want to lie to you.
Are you in charge of your calendar?
I am.
So.
He just clicks accept every time somebody gives him an invitation.
He does, because his meetings have meetings that have meetings.
Except.
Your meetings have so many meetings.
Every time he gets the notification for his iPhone calendar, accept. He doesn't even know what the meeting is about.
Except
he just accepts.
Except when you know what? Homecoming.
So
y'all will not do this to me tonight.
We need to start sending our own calendar.
Y'all would not do this to me tonight.
I'm gonna start inviting you to everything. You're just getting invited to every single thing.
I come every time. Every time we
do
something,
I
come.
I gotta give you that.
Yeah,
we're gonna send our own calendar invites.
Yep.
Okay, that's cool.
And you better hit accept.
I will.
You know he doesn't use a Google Calendar. He uses a whiteboard in his house.
I do use a whiteboard in my house, and I use the Apple.
Where do you live? Because we're gonna just come over there and write all over your whiteboard.
Mud
Look how crazy he's like. Ha ha ha! No, you're not.
No,
don't touch my whiteboard. It's my life.
We'll find out where he lives.
Yeah. Yes.
We know.
Y'all know where I stay.
I don't know where you stay.
There you go.
What? How would I know where you stay?
I thought that you knew where I stay.
Yeah. I've never been.
I don't know where you stay. I just know the area.
Okay.
You better be careful saying that out loud. People are gonna think that I just go to your house randomly. never been there. Don't know where it is. Somewhere around here. I will say that. It's somewhere around where we are. That's all I know.
Yeah.
But
well, we're gonna come right on his whiteboard.
Come on.
I am. So oh, we got, what is that?
Somebody. Oh.
Well, somebody said something.
Yeah.
Where'd it go? This is, you can tell we're just pre-gaming right now. Nobody knows what's happening.
Oh, but, I see it. Donna said, hi, guys. Oh, yeah. Love the podcast setup. Keep it up. Hi, thank Donna. You, Donna.
Thank you.
Speaking of that, maybe we should talk about that we have a new setup, a new situation.
We do.
Mm-hmm. New mics.
We have new mics. We have, thank you, Donna.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
We have new mics. We have new sound equipment. We have new cameras.
Got my Five Below headphones.
New headphones.
We got new headphones.
I'm sorry. I have my headphones from the store where things cost $5 or less, but no more, because now I had to go to the back of the store where it says five-ish.
Five plus.
It was five-ish.
There you go.
It wasn't five. It was five-ish.
I saw $7.95 today.
Oh,
when I went in.
Yeah, because it's in the back of the five-ish store.
It's like that store that says that it only costs a dollar, but now it's like $1.25.
Wait, and then they have a $3 and $5 aisle too.
Yes.
There you go. Yep.
Yes. But yeah, we have a new podcast set up.
Economy. Sorry.
We have new mics, headphones, sound equipment. We are at a new location.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, we want to say shout out to A Servant's Heart, who is officially the sponsor of Mud Talk Podcast for the entire season, all of season four.
Yes.
Right? So shout out to RC, Rob Campbell. We appreciate you. For sure.
Oh, that's what RC stands for?
Yes, Rob Campbell.
Rob Campbell.
Yeah.
RC. Shout out.
But yeah, shout out to Rob Campbell, man, and Servant's Heart for being the amazing sponsor of the Mud Talk show for the entire season four. So yeah, that's dope, man. Get into it.
Yeah.
So if you are looking to be the official sponsor of Mud Talk, check us out. You can go on to our Instagram page, which is MudTalk419, and click the link tree in our bio, and make sure you click the sponsorship tab, and it will send you to the sponsorship link, and you fill that out.
And then I email you, and then you have to check your junk mail.
Yes, check your junk mail, because apparently all our emails to our sponsors.
It's because I wrote it way too professionally, I feel like. And by me, I mean, I did.
That's why.
Sure did. Sure did. Because that's how I do things.
Yeah, so... But yeah, go ahead and make sure you get into that. And then also shout out to ENT Transportation Services, who is also the sponsor of the Mud Talk show for the season. They helped us out with some amazing things this season. So shout out to that. And that's my mom's business. So
go, Mom.
He said that as if it wasn't his mom. It's like you said it so like you don't even know. Yeah,
I have to get the professional part out first. Right. Then
shout out to your mom.
Yeah, shout out to my dudes.
And if will they come pick us up if we need to?
Yeah, so let me tell you about these transportation services. So basically, it's $10 each way. And so you have to, I'm pretty sure it's more, but I think the starting rate.
Well, don't misquote your mom.
Okay, the starting rate is $10 each way.
Okay.
You just have to call ahead of time and make sure it's at least 24 hours. But they'll take you wherever you got to go, to school, to the airport, you know. Pick you up from the bar.
What's up?
How do they go? They run all night. They run bar.
No,
hours?
They don't run all night. I think the latest is like midnight, maybe.
Oh morning. Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be really at the bar longer than that, anyways. Yeah. Nothing good happens after one.
My granddad always says nothing's open after two, but Waffle House and Legs.
Yeah.
Well, both very solid ways to spend the rest of your evening.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can go and get Waffle House and then go get you some Legs.
Get you some All-Star. Get you an All-Star.
Yep. And then go be an All-Star afterwards.
Oh, my God. Stop. Like what the hell? Your face?
Can you do
that? What are all the sounds?
Yeah.
So they were really, they love that.
Yeah, I like that, huh? There's some other ones, too.
Oh, yeah. There's that. There we go.
Yeah. Hold on. What else we got?
There it is.
There
that's a whole, that's not just a little applause. That's a whole stadium.
That's
a whole
stadium. That's a standing ovation.
Yeah, it is.
Applause.
It's like Brown Stadium
when
they're winning.
Jaguar Stadium.
That's not very often.
Well, they're never clapping.
Stop it. Stop it.
Well, neither are the Browns. So I wouldn't.
No, not too much. We had a great season last season.
For the Browns, it was great.
Yeah. But we made it to the playoffs.
We'll see if they do it again this year.
Did they win the Super Bowl?
No.
Who's your team?
The Bengals. You should hand out those buttons. Wait. Oh yeah, that's what I'm gonna start doing that every time you make these shitty jokes. That's
that was right on cue.
You know,
that was good.
This is what our engineer guy should have been doing. But hey, there's that. No shade.
No.
Hey, y'all, I'm gonna leave that alone. All right. Anyways, into our
should have shown me that. Can we only have four, or is that just
you can record them? I just have
I can start recording. Can I start whispering them?
Yeah.
Start doing some ASMR ones.
Yeah,
right. Yep. We just record them when it comes here. And we just
I told him, don't judge me if I take these microphones and start whispering things.
What are you going to whisper?
Please, I don't
know. Right. No, no pictures in the background.
I didn't say I was going to show anything. Oh, just announce things. I think I could be a good announcer. I think you'd
be good.
Yeah. I could really.
I could see you doing like a mental health podcast, just like a therapist podcast.
Talking like a therapist. Yeah. A calm voice.
There you go.
I love that.
Like my calm voice.
This is Mental Health Matters with Miss Amy.
This is Mental Health Matters with Miss Amy.
I love
that.
Yeah,
that's good.
I love that.
Okay.
See, I told you I could record sound things if I wanted to.
You should.
Or I could just talk like I do now.
Well, I mean.
He said, oh, yeah, there's that.
Well, there's
maybe
that.
You should probably stop. You probably need to get that soundboard away from me.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm so upset I talked
at least
to you.
Hey, but did you see how I memorized exactly where that sound was and pushed the right one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Wait. That's the wait, you got to hold it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can do a long applause. You can just... You don't have a little bomb, though, thing. You need to get a bomb.
You said what?
Definitely got to get the bomb.
Your little daughter, the DJ Clue bomb?
Yeah.
That's my shit right there.
You got
to
get the bomb.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out how to do that. I feel like there's a lot more button pushing when it comes to that.
I mean, so you can record them. Like, I can take those.
Yeah, but there's only four buttons. Oh, yeah, so you only have four at a time.
You have to switch them out.
Yeah, we'd have to decide which one's been
really. Our sponsor wasn't all that giving, now. They were giving.
No, our sponsor was amazingly giving.
She said, look, this is what you get.
No, this is great.
You want six buttons, you get that shit on y'all.
No, this is perfect.
Yes, but I love it, though.
Yeah, this is good.
It is.
So what are you guys excited about for season four?
I'm just excited to be in a new space.
Yeah, I am, too. I am.
We loved our old space, and it's just time to you know, do a little something new.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even say, I mean, I think it's just a simple fact that we are growing. Yeah. And so we had to move to a new space. And both entities was definitely growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
for sure.
So, yeah. So, yeah, we definitely had to do some moving. But I love it here. Yeah, man, it just feels so free-flowing.
Yeah.
It just turned us out.
I'm looking forward to, pardon me. I'm looking forward to just being back around you guys. I know the summertime, everybody was traveling and doing their own thing. So, you know, happy to kind of be back around you guys and making some magic happen.
Absolutely.
What kind of magic are you to make happen?
Whatever type of magic is necessary.
I heard that. Ooh. Listen to him. It's the nicest thing anybody said to me all day. Yeah. Okay. Well, done.
Yeah. All right, Magic Mike.
No kidding. I mean, if you ever watch the workout videos, it seems a little Magic Mike like.
Does it seem Magic Mike like?
Have you watched your workout videos?
Yeah.
It's all slow motion, legs lifting and then lowering.
I feel like that's the look that Craig is probably going for.
You think?
It's just good form.
Yeah. That's a lot of slow things happening.
He's trying to. Craig be thirst trapping. I think that's what
I'm doing. 100%. No.
He be thirst trapping.
100%.
Don't believe that. Do not believe that. You don't entertain that.
Can we? Do you think maybe one of these podcasts, we could maybe just play a little clip?
Play a clip.
And we can let the audience vote on whether it's a thirst trap or not.
That's fine.
Thirst trap or no.
Yeah, that's going to be a new segment. We just created a thirst trap or not.
We'll do that. I like
that. We'll start with his workout videos, then we'll just start putting random stuff up there.
We should.
That is a good segment.
Like that's
good.
Thirst trap
thirst trap or not.
He's like, yeah, please do that.
Yeah.
So all the girls can see me. My slow motion.
We might get some more sponsors.
I mean, shoot.
Whatever the sponsor now that is the question.
I'll sell Craig's thirst traps for sponsors. It's fine.
That is the question.
Oh, man.
Hey, Craig, just take one for the team.
I'm a team player.
You are a team player.
I love that for us. And also, shout out to Shay. She couldn't be here today. Her daughter is on the cheerleading team, and they had their first game today. So shout out to Shay, man.
Shout out to Shay.
Renee.
What's up, Shay?
Yes, me and her over the summer, just a couple weeks ago, actually, we did our Mud Talk exclusive with Lil D.
Yeah.
Lil D, who is Lil D. She's a radio host from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Nice.
And she took the leap to come here to Toledo. And she talked about her journey of how she actually got fired from the radio station here in Toledo and was homeless. She got the job in Cleveland. She was traveling back and forth to Cleveland, and people didn't know she was homeless. So that was like she has a book out called Route 2, and that's about her. She would take Route 2.
With the journey.
To get to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Because, you know, tolls were high as hell. Mm-hmm. So she was like, I'm not paying for that. So she would take it. But now she's doing great. She does radio down in Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. So she's doing big
things. Did she say why she got fired? I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Her and the station manager there kind of had like some issue. In one particular event that they were hosting, She actually like was like, hey, like y'all coming to the after party afterwards. And people was like, boo, like get off the stage. And like the guy like that was hosting with her, who's her station manager, didn't like support her. Like, hey, like chill out. He was just like, ah, like was laughing.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So that kind of created that. So, but then she left Cleveland. She went to Columbus. She did radio in Columbus and she hated it. And then she ended up going to Dallas.
She said, wait, that's not Louisiana.
Huh? She's from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. But I was that's Dallas. It's really far away from where you just said.
No, she's from Shreveport,
Louisiana. She's in Dallas now.
But she's in Dallas now. And she's doing amazing. She says she loves it because it feels like being back in the South. But she actually said that, you know, being in Toledo reminded her a lot of home.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because Toledo's kind of small and Shreveport's kind of small. But she also talked about she experienced a lot of colorism, too, being in radio. Mm-hmm. I think during her time while she was in, I want to say, Columbus, you know, she got a lot of backlash on social media. Like, people was calling her dark and just saying all kind of things. And her station in Columbus, like, didn't back her up for that.
Yeah. I hate people.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So that was kind of like the thing that made her say, like, you know what? Let's leave Columbus and let's do Dallas.
Okay, let me go south and
yeah.
So she picked why did she pick Dallas? I wonder.
She has family in Dallas.
Oh, gotcha.
And she said being in Dallas reminded her a lot of being back in Louisiana. Just seeing like you know darker skinned women and people that look like her and dress like her. It just reminded her a lot about home. She said they actually had like a big coming home party when she came back to Dallas.
Nice.
So that was really dope. So you can check out the interview. It's on our YouTube page, Facebook page, as well as on all streaming platforms. But she hosted the R&B, Strictly R&B Fest that we had downtown with her and Country. And so that was Adina Howard,
I saw that
Bobby Valentino. Nope, Jagged Edge was at the African American Festival.
Okay.
I saw Jagged Edge in Columbus.
Really?
Yeah, it's good.
I heard they were really good.
That was the one that was the big. It was Jagged Edge, Trina. Mm. Oh my God, I can't remember.
That's a crazy lineup.
It was way more than that. It was all day. I can't remember now. I mean, there's lots of reasons why I can't remember, but part of it was because that was like a long time ago, a couple of years.
I just think Jagged Edge and Trina being on the same concert is like
they weren't together. Like
it was like on different days.
No, it was on the same day, but it was an all day concert.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. But it was like there was a couple of artists in between. Life Jennings was there.
Okay.
And then who else was there? I don't know. I didn't go to the whole thing. I just happened to catch it, but Jagged Edge was.
Yeah. It was almost like Rolling Loud.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the all day music fest. Mm.
I actually was there staying in an Airbnb. I wasn't trying to go to the concert. And as I'm walking back from my food to get lunch, I was like, what's going on? And they were like, this is the concert. Here's the lineup. And I was like, oh, this is nice. It was outside the right outside the back patio of my Airbnb. So.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I would love to go to something like that. I just don't have the time to like be at those concerts all day. And then like you're standing all day.
Yeah.
And then there's people, a lot of people. So if I have to go to the bathroom, like the concert's over because I'm going home.
I would have never, had I not been at the Airbnb that I was staying at, I would have never went on my own. I didn't have to pay. I literally just was on the back porch of this condo.
Yeah.
And then eventually toward the end when Jagged Edge was on, they just like, people said, you know, F the fence. Just started like tearing it down. But I wanted food because they had food trucks there. So I'm like, I'm just about to go get some food at this food truck and go right through that hole in the fence that everybody created.
Oh.
And it was just an outdoor concert. And it was nice to just watch from the back patio of this Airbnb.
That's dope. Yeah. Look at y'all smuggling into a concert.
I mean, I do it. You can't help it. I mean, it's loud. I wouldn't even have to do that. I could have just sat outside.
Yeah.
I could hear it inside the Airbnb.
But yeah, she did it. I heard it was great. She did a great job. We were able to, like I said, interview her, and she would really enjoy like catching up with everybody.
Yep.
You know, just on that. But yeah, there was Jagged Edge. See, now you never said Jagged Edge. Case. Well, Case was supposed to come, but he canceled, so he didn't come.
Well, what happened to Case?
I don't know. Maybe he had a case.
don't be spreading rumors about Case.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Thank you.
No.
Can we get a sound that just says allegedly?
Allegedly.
Just gonna say allegedly.
But no, he canceled. I don't know the reason why. But yeah, Bobby Valentino, Sammy was there, and Adina Howard. And yeah, that was it.
I saw Adina Howard's video of her doing the good knees challenge.
How did she do?
She did very well.
Was she in her 50s?
Adina? Yes. She they tried to get her like she was like low.
She's got
and they tried to get her to like go longer than like 10 seconds.
That was after she'd already been doing it.
After she had been doing it for like quite some time. And then she told us she was like, fuck that, I'm 50.
That girl's got some.
Yeah.
So Adina Howard has some hella good knees.
She has.
For being in her 50s.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't got good knees like Adina Howard and you're younger than 50, there's problems.
You should feel bad about
you. Need to go work out with Craig.
Yeah, in slow motion.
And the mud talk, Chris.
No, don't. My knees don't do that.
What do your knees do? Can you let us know and the audience know what your knees do?
Not what she did. I mean, there was a lot of dropping. And my knees have some. She did it for a long time. My knees Amy don't said, have
you're
that.
You're only length. Going to get the 10 seconds that the song you're gonna requires.
You're going to get the 10 seconds. I mean, if I could take a break, I could do I could do 10-second increments.
Are you like, can I stand up?
I can stand up, and then I can drop it back down. I mean, I don't even need to stand up. As long as I could, like, drop down to my knees and then lift it back up.
Drop down and
lift it up.
Okay.
I could do that.
Oh, like hydraulics. Oh.
Yeah, if I could have some hydraulic knees.
Okay.
Woo.
Then I yeah.
Okay.
So we'll put you on a thirst trapping segment as well.
My hydraulic knees. Why do I feel like this thirst trap is going to be like slow-mo videos of me working out horribly? Oh my God.
Which are hydraulic
my
knees.
Hydraulic knees.
Oh, I love that. God, I
need
too.
That. I mean, I'm getting close to Adina Howard's age, so I feel like I need something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I heard it was really, the concert was dope. And you know who also is coming to Toledo?
Who?
Eve. Eve is coming to Toledo.
That's going to be good.
When?
I believe it's next month. The tickets are $30. She's going to be at Bowser High School because with the Lucas County Library because she's dropping her book called Who's That Girl?
But she's not going to be doing Eve music.
No,
Eve.
She's not going to be rapping.
No.
Okay. She's not performing Who's That Girl with the Lucas County Library.
Well, she okay. needs to. Okay.
She's not performing Let Me Blow Your Mind.
She should.
With Gwen.
With Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani just pops
at a book signing.
Pops out of the bathroom in the library, and then they just blow everybody's mind.
That'd be crazy.
I mean,
that would be crazy.
People might start going to the library even more than they already do.
Yes. Let the library blow your mind.
Yes. Oh, see?
Toledo
Lucas County Library, you should sponsor us, and we will come up with lines for you.
Hashtag blow your mind.
Hashtag blow your mind.
I know, that's right.
And there's like lots of meetings for that at the library.
We should send this to the Lucas County Library. We should say, hey, look what we did, now pay us.
Let me blow your mind, pay us, and
let the library blow your mind.
And shout out to the library because they had a dope rooftop event earlier in the summer.
Yeah, I remember that because I was with you earlier that day, and then I just wasn't invited.
Yes, for Juneteenth.
I wasn't invited.
Shout out to the Alphas. Was that one's the Alphas?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You were working.
I was working.
Working.
I heard great things about that party.
Yeah.
I heard some amazing things.
What happened at the art museum with you, CL?
Yeah, CL Styles.
Oh, man. So God is good, man. All the time.
So let me start with God in the art museum.
Got to. So I had an art class at the art museum where our students went and I taught them how to custom my shoes, pardon me. And we had a showcase as well. And my shoes have been featured at the art museum. So it'll be there for the duration of the year going into 2025. So it's in a case and all of that. And you can go and see it. So it's really cool.
What part of the art museum? Does it like, it's like where in the art museum?
More in the outreach portion of the
so not in the actual art museum.
Well, it is in the
it's in the family center.
Not the
cool because they're like the family center's got like family center. Oh, I figured that's not where you did your classes.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
So the outreach center is that this. So there's like the glass building, and then there's the main art museum building.
I
just have to go in and say I need some CL style? I don't want to go. I hate the art museum.
Why?
Really?
Why?
Because I hate art.
Do you know that the art museum is like top five in the nation?
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah.
I've been in there. I've had friends get married in there. Like it's.
She just doesn't want to go see art.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just, not my thing.
No.
I mean, I would go, but I get bored easy, but I would go see your stuff. Like, I think we should go. We should do a mud talk.
We can.
That mud talk good. CL Styles.
Yeah.
You know,
we should. Exclusive.
Yeah. Exclusive with your shoes.
For sure.
So how many displays do you have?
We just have one.
But so you have one shoe.
It's one shoe, and then there's pictures.
Pictures of what you guys like do. That. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how did you decide what shoe?
I don't know. I just wanted to be creative. So
is it your shoe? Like you customized it?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
What color is it?
It's an abstract shoe, so that's multiple colors.
Yeah. Nice.
So.
Mm-hmm. Man, we're gonna get you an applause for that.
That was
I know what you was trying to do there.
Okay, Red. Okay, Red.
I knew what you was trying to do, Big T.
I was not trying.
He was laughing at you. I saw it.
I was
So when you did that class, though, you had the students go and look at art pieces and customize their shoes based on their art piece.
Right.
So did you do the same with this abstract shoe?
Yes. Okay. So I utilized an abstract piece as well. But the students were able to, they used the different art exhibits there to be able to draw inspiration and create their own shoes.
That's brave because teenagers with statues in that art museum, you never know what you're going to get on that shoe.
And they're a good crop, man.
Just saying.
Kids, man.
I don't think he knows what I'm talking. Have you ever been through the full art museum?
Yeah.
Statue area?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. I'm glad they were mature than I was.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things happening on those statues.
Sometimes. That's what I'm saying. Use some of the colors in the paintings that they saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's dope. Shout out to UCL stuff.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
That's awesome.
I feel like everybody's been doing dope stuff this summer. You know what I'm saying?
So. And shameless plug, but we have Impact coming up. We still have enrollment for Impact, or is that closed?
Today is actually the last day. Enrollment is done at 11:59.
So you better get on there.
You better get on if you haven't done it yet. You have approximately about 2 hours left to do your thing.
Yeah. So what is this? Tell who do you need?
In case you don't know, so I was able to do a news interview with WTOL, our news station here, where we're located in Toledo, for those who are our national and global listeners. So they saw the post that I had been sharing about there was enrollment coming up. And during the summertime, I don't check my Impact email, honestly. We're on a break. But for some reason, this particular night I did. Like, I literally was laying in bed, and I was like, let me check my email. And I got a email from Tatiana Cash, who's one of the news anchors at WTOL. And she was just like, hey, I would love to interview you. I've never heard of a program exclusively for middle school kids, because a lot of programs here are high school based or really like K-5 and whatnot. She's like, I think this is really dope. Like, I've never heard of programs getting middle school kids ready for college. She's like, when can I interview you? And I was like, when you want to do it? She's like, tomorrow. And I was like, oh, well,
perfect.
But we ended up doing it Wednesday because she wanted to get some of the kids who was involved in the program. So we were able to do that. They interviewed the parent, some kids, and they interviewed me. We just talked about the program, and the parents talked about how the program helped them. The kids talked about what they liked about the program. It was on the 4 p.m. news here, which is the good news before they show all the other stuff.
Said the good news.
Yes. Well, I mean, because it is, because the 4 o'clock news is they showed the positive for an hour, and then 5 to 6 they show
right at dinner time. Yes, they just really get into the nasty,
the
news
that we don't want to talk about.
I don't watch the news.
Yeah, usually at 4:00 I'm like, all right, that's enough. They talked about just about how we've been this is our 13th year programming. So the kids have just talked about how the program has impacted them, and the amazing things that we do to get them ready for college. Today is the last day of registration. But we are looking for sponsors to help sponsor kids this year. Every year, I always like to get sponsored because I truly believe that no kid should be denied program because of financial hardship.
Sure.
But at the same time, we got bills to pay at Impact.
Yeah.
So we've never just cold flat just told a parent, just because you can't pay, your child can't be involved. Yep. We do have payment options and things like that. But I love to reach out to the community because, the community should support the babies.
Yeah.
And so if you would like to be a sponsor, registration for each kid is $80. And that covers their snacks, that covers their tutoring after school, any trips that we do, any incentives and things like that. It covers them for the entire year. So they pay $80 one time and they're good for the whole year. And so if you are looking to sponsor one of our kids, you can reach out to me on Facebook, or you can email us at impacttoledo419@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook at the Impact Program of Toledo.
Do I get to pick which kid I sponsor?
You can. You can tell me.
I'm not gonna do that.
I mean, I know, but if you have someone, hey, this is.
I don't know who your kids are, but I always sponsor one every year.
Oh, I appreciate you. I love that.
Well, he acts like he doesn't even know that I sponsor one.
I know, but you can change your mind and just be I'm not doing it.
You know, I always sponsor your. Yeah. I mean, not only that, I like to come and teach and present lessons and. Make them food and.
Yep. So, and I'm super excited because this year.
How many kids do you have? So we know how many sponsors we're looking for.
So our cap is 25. We have 22.
Ooh.
Okay.
Between our new kids and our enrolled, kids are coming back. We have 22.
So you need 24 sponsors because I'm gonna sponsor one because I'm sure you're gonna fill, right?
I'm hoping so by 11:59 tonight. So we're up to 22. Okay. Super excited. I want to say out of that 22, 13 or 14 of them are brand new.
Perfect. Perfect.
And a lot of them are like,
oh, that means they need to have Miss Amy come back. So if nobody, that's how I'm here. Yes. That's why I'm Miss Amy, because yes. I used to go teach at this program.
Yes.
And
one of your favorites is Guy's License, Rosé.
Really?
Rosé Guy's License, and he works at Chick-fil-A.
Does he drive safely?
He does.
Good.
He works at Chick-fil-A, and he's a senior this year.
No way.
He's a senior at Tier Early College.
Wow. Well, good for him.
Yes.
Good job, Rosé.
Rosé, and he plays baseball, I think, this year, too.
Good job, Rosé. Rosé's very
doing,
proud of
he's
you.
Doing, he's doing great
things. So you're going to sponsor one. I'll sponsor one.
Yep.
So how many do you need? So we need one more?
So we're up to, what was it, 22 of them. So
what? I'm sorry. Who taught you math? Let's rewind.
No. Listen. So okay. She said 22. So you said that you would do one.
That's
23.
One. Two.
I said that I would do one. That's 24.
He said so we need one more.
Okay. Yeah, you said 25 is the cap, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, but what I'm saying, I have 22 kids now.
So they all need sponsors.
So that means now we need 20 more sponsors.
So 22 minus 2 is 20.
No, so I understood him wrong.
Okay, I got you.
But I will sponsor.
Yes.
We got
but
you.
I understood him wrong.
Yeah,
I got you.
We got
so
you.
We okay. need, yeah, so we need 20 more sponsors. Programming starts at the end of September. Yeah, it starts at the end of September. We go all the way from the end of September until the end of May. And I'm super excited this year because Impact is doing something special this year. So every year we always do our HBCU tour. Last year we took a break just because I personally was kind of a little mentally exhausted and the parents and the kids were exhausted. And we were just like, this year, let's just take a break. But I'm super excited this year because the Impact program in Salil and Rise and Shine Academy is partnering this year because we are going to the 2025 HBCU conference college tour in Atlanta to go to Morehouse, Spelman, and Clark Atlanta. We just put the information. So I just put the information out to my Impact parents yesterday, but in Rise and Shine, we put out to our parents the day before. So it is official because information is out there. So we are going to go tour those campuses. We're going to be able to eat lunch on campus. We're going to tour the World of Coca-Cola Museum that's down there, as well as the Martin Luther King Jr. Center that's down there. And just have a lot of fun with them.
Do you need any female chaperones?
actually, I wish we did, but we don't because we are some of our teachers are going.
I think you just denied me.
I did not.
He denied you nicely. He said
that was nice.
The things that he does, but
all the things I do for these babies, and he's like,
now,
oh, you can't go. You're not
on the Impact side, of course, I'm going to say yes because I don't have any female Impact.
Well, that's what I meant. I didn't say you're Rise and Shine.
Oh, well, on the Impact side.
But I mean,
of course.
If I'm going to go, I'm going to, you know,
you
take care of all the kids. I will go. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to take care of all the kids. But I'm just saying, like,
yeah, your Impact.
Yeah, on my Impact side, I definitely need some female chaperones.
Let me know.
But yeah, so it goes from we'll leave June 2nd and we come back June 4th, like late.
If I'm off work those days, like for the summer,
We leave early, like 5 o'clock in the morning, June 2nd, and we come back at like 10 at night.
And you know what's really cool about that? And I was just reading up on their president, Clark Atlanta University is like premier. I want to say that's like the upper echelon of the AUC right now.
Yeah.
Just because of all of the things that they're offering major wise and everything like that. Like the enrollment is bursting by the seams. So that's going to be a really good trip.
And a lot of people don't know that when you go to Morehouse and Spelman, you can actually take classes at Clark Atlanta. Sure. So like if you don't have so there's a class at your college that's unavailable, but it's available at Clark Atlanta. You can take it at Clark Atlanta and it'll count towards on your transcript.
That's great.
So that's really dope. And it's because they're all three connected, like legit, like you walk across the street and you're like at the next college. So it's super dope. And shout out to Vion. Vion is going to be the sponsor of our HBCU t-shirts. Shout out to my nephew, Devin Sample.
All right, Dev.
We've been working, man. We've been working. Shout out to Miss Kiara, also my friend KB. She helped us, you know, coordinate and put everything together.
That's CL Styles.
My best baby.
He's always harassing her.
Or it's the other way around.
That was me.
I would expect her husband to say that.
I mean, my first thing is when I first met Craig, that was the first thing I saw. And I was just like, okay.
I mean, do you remember the last time we all hung out? I had to separate the two of you.
Kiara
had to be separated.
Me. Kiara's
on his birthday.
When we went out.
We had to separate like the two kids.
They got separated. They got separated because
it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
I'll take some blame, but I don't start
it.
I don't start it though, but I will take a little bit of blame.
Wait. Nope.
Get down there.
There it is.
Now hold that.
That was for you taking accountability. Some, not all of it.
That was, I got to work on the sounds. I had them memorized.
Yeah, well, I try to put them on like, so like this, like clap.
Oh.
And then it's like trombone.
So that's why it's a B for bone?
Maybe, I guess.
Thank you. B for bone. D for drum. Oh my God, what's the A? That should be applause.
Well,
oh, you should change it. That should be applause and that should be cackle. Just that way it'll help me out.
Cackle is crazy.
Well,
never mind. Only on the Mud Talk podcast.
C is for cackle.
C is for cackle. I could do children's shows too.
Alphabet. I love that.
C is for cackle. Well, anyway, so you know
you should do like, remember those the C and spin things where you would pull it and they're like,
oh my God, I love that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, it used to make the sound. I love that thing.
Yeah,
that's what you should.
I always got those for my kids. Mine is, they had the string and then they got big. They had like the lever once the kids got bigger. But mine had the string. I could legit string.
Yeah, the string.
Yeah.
But then you would then it wouldn't work anymore once the string like
broke off. Oh, I got in trouble for doing that one time.
Now you gotta throw the string.
You're pulling it hard and pulled it right out.
But sometimes, do you remember it would get stuck sometimes? So you would have to like.
You have to pull hard. Yeah.
So the elbow grease in it.
Yeah. Who's watching us? I want to say hi to some people here.
I probably
is that us watching ourselves?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I should have shared it before we went live. My phone is right there, so
it's that's true. iPhone.
But yeah, shout out to everybody who's tuning in and tapping with us on Facebook and YouTube. We appreciate you guys so much.
We do.
Rocking with us for these.
Yeah. There is no organization for this.
Yeah, almost year four.
Year four. Yeah.
Wow.
Year four.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
I would have thought.
I mean, I definitely didn't plan on. I mean,
the day at the bar that you and Shay presented this to me, I wasn't sure that it was going to be 4 years later.
I didn't either.
And that I was going to be sitting here and that we were going to have somebody I didn't even know in our life.
Yeah.
No. You didn't even know him then either, did you?
No.
Yeah. So just, it's crazy how the world works.
I was working at a previous place of employment.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Before and I then, came to my favorite
and then
place
CL
of
Styles
employment.
Became your. Your boss.
Yes. I will.
It's that one.
It's okay. C for clap, not cackle.
Now you confuse my brain.
Well, we'll change it. We'll flip it around so you have, applause and cackling.
Yeah.
Boning and then drums.
Bony.
You said
it. Because it's for trombone.
Oh, well, I had to make it a verb, so you put an ing on the end. Boning.
Boning.
Boning, drumming, cackling, and applausing.
Applausing. Boning is a crazy word.
Boning. That's a fun to say. Boning.
Boning.
Wait. Boning. Oh, that's a trombone.
Yeah. What you thought? Right. What did you think it was? A trumpet?
I don't know.
Trumpeting.
I really don't know. I just thought it was. I always envisioned somebody's mouth making that noise. I don't know. Just leave me alone.
What you got in that cup? Oh, man.
Water.
Something that says hello, sunshine.
Right. It says what? It's water with lemonade. It's lemonade. It's like my water with like the lemon squeezy stuff.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Me too. I said I stay hydrated.
Yes. With water. Flavored water.
Flavored water. I mean, I have other water over here, but it's not allowed to be shown because there's labels on it that don't sponsor us.
We should have bought Craig some wine.
Oh, yeah.
So you have his pinky up.
Oh, my God. That was fantastic.
That pinky's always going to go up.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, the pinky didn't throw me as much as the straw in the wine. That threw me.
It was given to me that way. The straw was.
Did you ask for one?
I didn't. It was in
okay because I thought.
I understand that because I'm not putting my mouth on a.
No, I get that too. But like, I've never actually physically seen anybody ask for a straw. But I didn't put it past you. I thought maybe with the way your pinky,
pinky.
It was this. It was this. It was. Can we see this? It was like a
Mud
like
Talk this. Family. I did not ask for a straw.
Yeah, you did. There was. It was a white wine, and there was a straw in there.
We got to make sure we tell our family the truth. I didn't ask for.
Okay. Well, somehow there was a red straw in. Your wine glass that probably had some. Was there some ice in there too? I feel like there was ice in there.
No ice.
No.
You didn't ask for ice. Okay.
Do you use a straw at home?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you put your pinky up at home?
I do.
I do too.
I can't help it.
It's the polite way to drink.
Yeah.
I used to get made fun of as a kid for doing that because that's how I drink.
He's not drinking like it's a 40-ounce. Like.
Well, how did he drink it?
I just feel like palming a wine glass is crazy work.
But his pinky was up.
How time?
How do you drink it if you don't want to palm it? I don't understand.
I'm not doing this to wine.
Why wouldn't you? I do.
Because you're not. I don't think you could palm a wine glass.
You should not be palming a wine glass.
I don't have small hands.
So you palm
a wine. So you palm your wine glass, you drink it like this. Wine.
Sometimes you probably just drink straight from the bottle.
Depends on the night.
I have. Why would you want to dirty up a cup and a straw when you can just drink it from the
bottle? Pops the cork and just, yes. Here we go.
Okay, wine drinkers out there, back me up on this one because
if y'all drink your wine straight out the bottle, please let me know.
I need you to let us all know.
Yeah.
Like ever. Not just I don't do it regularly, but just if it's there and it's in the bottle. So my oldest son and I will share bottles of wine. He likes wine. We drink wine together when he's old enough, so I'm not like getting minors drunk or anything. But we will share, and I'll pour him a glass and then I'll drink the rest out of the bottle. Well, not the rest.
The rest? Is this a fresh bottle?
No. We will like drink. He'll drink a couple glasses. We'll split it like 50-50. So he gets his 50 and I drink the rest out of the bottle. 50% of it out of the bottle. But I don't put a straw in it.
Here's your cut of wine.
Yes, that's how we do it. We have a specific cut of wine.
And what kind is that? Like what kind
of drink? We drink red wine. Well, he likes all kinds, but I only like red wine.
Do you like sweet or dry?
I like smooth. I'm not like, if it's too dry, I don't like it.
Okay. I don't like red wine.
I don't like sweet wine.
Give me that good old Moscato.
I like Moscato too.
Why don't you just drink a fucking Kool-Aid?
I will.
Like, great Kool-Aid, because that's essentially what Moscato
is.
What
Moscato is. I love it.
Actually, my first wine I ever drank was Lambrusco, which is a red sweet wine out of a gas station. That's the first wine that I ever drank was Lambrusco, and you can get it at the bottom shelf of gas stations.
I've never heard like of Lambrusco.
I will bring some. It's sweet wine. You would like it. It's really good.
I don't want any liquor from a gas station.
It's not liquor. It's wine.
Wine, liquor, beer.
It's good. I mean, you can get it from the store. I'll buy yours from the local grocery store. But it is, I got mine from the gas station because someone was like, bring some wine. And I was not a wine drinker and I didn't want to look like an idiot. So I was like, shit. So I went to the gas station and I found this red wine that looked really fancy. And then I brought it and everyone was like, Lambrusco, huh? I was like, yeah. And it's really good. And they're like, okay, $4 at the gas station. Yep.
That's almost, you know, this kind of reminds me of like, you know, they like, just give me my money and we don't clap.
Yeah.
That was that moment.
That was Lambrusco.
That was Lambrusco. Just give me my money.
I have shifted in my life. I have shifted from Lambrusco to real wine. So,
my son,
so to answer your question, my son actually really likes any wine that's like not from the United States. So, anytime we drink wine, we try to get wine from different countries, and he actually has a wine bottle collection. So, anytime we drink a wine from a country that's not the United States, he keeps the bottle.
So, he wants to import it.
Okay.
Yeah, we do the import ones. And nice. So, I've tried wine from Germany, South Africa, Spain, France, Italy, Chile, Argentina.
You know who has Australia. Good wine? And you can judge when you want to?
The gas station.
Audis.
Oh my God! Yeah, they do. I just bought some.
I never had any from Aldi's before.
It's like $5, and then you get to where you got
the wine that I put in the dish that burned my arm was from Aldi.
Yeah. The brand is called Winking Owl.
That's exactly what I bought.
Really?
Yes.
I love it.
You know who else has good wine? Is Target sells a brand called California Roots.
Really?
And it's the same. It's like $5, and it's really good.
It's like a sweet.
They have sweet. They have like white sweet.
Okay.
Red sweet.
By the way, my people are probably going to judge me because I just said Aldi's.
Why?
Because it's Aldi.
I knew what you meant.
I actually
can't help it.
I judged you a little bit because I remember having this conversation with you about things that we don't put S's on, but people put S's on.
Yeah. So when they watch this, they're probably gonna be like, "You said Aldi."
I said Aldi though, didn't I? I didn't put an S on the end.
No, me and Craig said Aldi.
Yeah.
I was gonna repeat you, and then I remembered the S situation.
Yes, but I don't say Kroger's. I say. Kroger.
But you just said Aldi's.
I know.
Targets.
No, Target. I don't say Targets.
Best Buys.
No.
Five Belows.
Well, where we are is only one Best Buy left, so we can't say Best Buy.
Really? No, there's two.
Where's the other one?
There's one on Airport Highway and there's one on Monroe.
No, the one on Monroe is, I thought the one on Monroe closed.
The one on Monroe is still open.
Yeah, the one in Spring Meadows is still open too.
There's a Best Buy in Spring Meadows? Oh, by Target.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's open?
Yes. I go there all the time. It's like right by.
I never knew. That's how I know I don't go there.
I feel like there's another one. Isn't there over on Alexis somewhere?
I just don't understand why Best Buy is still open. Like, what are they selling?
Electronics.
Like the electronics.
Oh. So
Best Buys sells electronics.
Oh. So they're like Radio Shack.
Like, I actually almost went and got the headphones instead of the $5 and above store or $5-ish store. I went to that one and I was going to go to Best Buy, but then I ran out of time.
Oh.
And, you know, they'll do, like, computers and different things like that, too.
They have appliances there, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to go on to Best Buy more.
When's the last time you've been to Best Buy?
The last time they sold CDs. Oh.
So that was, like, 2006.
No. Was it?
These I don't even know.
2000?
About 2003?
When it was way definitely after three.
Probably, because people were starting to steal Napster songs after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the last time I had to buy a pack of CDs.
Did you get chicken and beer from there?
Probably so, yeah. I definitely got into a lot of trouble for buying Ludacris's first album because it had I Want to Lick You from Your Head to Your Toes.
Oh,
what's your favorite? Granddad, yeah, and I like I remember cleaning up my room. My granddad, like in one swoop, just like ripped it off.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And, and I just remember like my grandmother was like, "Get that boy back his CD." He gave it back, but the CD was not in the stereo.
So what was your? So okay, so yours was Ludacris. What's like your fantasy? First... What was the song that you got in trouble for listening to? That somebody did you get in trouble for listening to? I have one too.
I would probably say it probably was like some old Cash Money.
Okay.
Like Back That Ass Up.
Yeah, like on a Juvenile album or something like that.
You're backing
like,
your ass up. Were you doing it slow? Were you doing it in slow motion like the exercising?
I don't back my ass up.
Do I get to back my ass up when we exercise in
you
slow
can
motion?
Back your ass
you
up.
Can back your ass up.
But I don't back mine up.
Well, but you had that on. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so that was, mine was like that. What was yours?
Mine was I Want to Sex You Up by Color Me Bad.
Oh,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when my sister and I were listening to it and jumping up and down on the couch, and my mom was like, what is this? Yeah. And then she took it and said, don't ever listen to that. Music that doesn't honor Jesus.
Juvenile, I can definitely.
No, for real, that's exactly what she said. And I was
did
like,
"Do it."
No, we just waited until she left us home alone and we listened to it. What? Red Wine too. That red. Do you remember the song "Red Red Wine"? You made me feel so fine. That.
No.
Okay, because you guys are way younger than me. So there was that one. But yeah, I Want to Sex You Up was like the big one that I got in trouble for.
I'm not surprised that you got in trouble for listening to Juvenile.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever listen to Juvenile lyrics. It's pretty raunchy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What's that? Because I like, what's that? Is that on Back That Ass Up? He's like, run a roll in the hole. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Want to take it to your house? Yeah.
Oh, the couch.
Not,
yeah.
The couch.
Not
yeah.
The coochie out. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't say coochie because I'm pretty sure it says the P word. Yeah.
I'm trying. Well, it's the pregame. Fuck it. He says,
we've been good so far.
Yeah. Not, can I say the word now?
I don't.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. We're on the pregame.
Okay. I know we'll be trying to like make sure responses and shit, but it's whatever. But yeah, he says, knock the pussy out, yeah.
Get the mouth check.
Get the mouth check. Like, get your mouth checked. Like, I'm about to check your mouth.
Yeah. With the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody needs some checking.
That is some wild shit to tell somebody.
Think about. Oh, your song is too?
I mean, that's me.
He talks about, what is that? Isn't that the whipped cream handcuffs? Yep. I like the way this. What is that?
I want a back seat.
Oh, I gotta read
that's
it now.
That's the way we like to
I'm
fuck.
About to. Yeah, I don't. You know all the lyrics? Look at you. I'm going to look them up.
That's why I got in trouble.
Because he was singing it too.
Roll around out in the dirt. Tag team off the roof.
Wait, this is the lyrics. Here we go. I'm going to read it in my sexy voice. Hold on. Wait, where'd it go?
You know what lyrics that I just found out recently and I talked about on Instagram?
What's that?
Pretty Ricky.
Oh, my God. Some of those songs.
So, Pretty Ricky. So, I was on TikTok and they was talking about lyrics to songs. And I never realized that on Pretty Ricky's My Body, he goes.
Oh, yeah. That one's pretty
rough. He says. They take me and rape me and make me their victims.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, when they says yes, sir.
He's like, yeah. Baby blue stick, yeah. They take me and rape me and make me their victim. I never knew that, so I went onto Apple Music.
This is blowing
everybody's
mind.
Right.
Can I go back and
say
this?
And we was like,
now?
Yes, sir.
This is really everything that's disturbing me. That but this is not. Here
crazy.
We go.
And I was like 15, 16, like riding
when you
around.
You realized that. Yeah, everybody
but I was. Driving, like bumping.
You should record one of those like those TikToks where people like realize what the words actually were singing.
I definitely just said that on Mud Talk. We should do a segment.
We should. Like, wait, okay, here. I'm going to read these out loud. Here we go.
We should.
I want to get you in the Georgia Dome on the 50-yard line.
Dirty Birds
while the Dirty Birds kick for tree, but with an apostrophe between the T and the R.
Tree.
Yeah, tree. I can see that, but there's usually not an apostrophe between T and R.
Wait, what is
this? Look right here. T and R.
Oh, kick for tree.
Yeah, tree. And if you like it, if you like in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. You guys ever done that?
Yes. No.
Yes.
No. I thought you were going to say, do y'all remember that? Like,
no, we all remember this. Yeah. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries. You get both. You get both fruits.
Yeah.
That is some solid fantasies. Lick it, don't stop. keep the door locked. Don't knock while the boat rock. We go bots and robots, so they wait till the show stop. Or how about on the beach with the black sand? Lick up your thigh and then call me the Pac-Man. Shout out to Luda. Tabletop or just give me a lap dance. He doesn't care. He's like, I don't care. Just we're gonna do one or the other.
The funniest part of that whole song is where he goes.
Wait, I'll find it.
He's like, and they call me something like, and they say, "What's my name? What's my name?"
wait. What's my name? Jacuzzi. Oh yeah. Here we go. I'll just read the whole stanza. I want to get you in the bathtub with candles lit, and you give it up till they go out. Oh, that's a long session. Or we can do it on the stage at the Ludacris concert. Of course you can, because you're
sold out.
Yeah. Whatever.
Oh. Because you know it got sold out. Yeah. A red carpet dick. Just roll it out. Go ahead and scream. You can't hold out. We can run it in. Oh, not run it. Two lines. We can do it in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
Running the train. When it's hot or when it's cold out. How about up in the library? Library. There it is. Right here. Here, shout out to the library. How about up in the library on top of books? Because like, let's just set them up. But you can't be too loud because it's in the library. You want to make a brother beg for it? Because give me TLC. Because you know I'd be too proud. We can do it in the White House. Try to make them turn the lights out. Champagne with my campaign. Let me do the damn thing. What's my name? Ah. The sauna jacuzzi in the back row of the movie. You can scratch my back and rule me. Yep. You can push me and just pull me. Or hay in the middle of the barn. Woo. Because who loves hay? Hay in the middle of the barn.
Eaten.
It says, or rose petals on the silk sheets. There you go. Now we're eating the fresh fruit. Remember the whipped cream and cherries.
Yeah.
Sweep your woman right off her feet. Wow, this is all sounds so sweeping. Rough sex, make it hurt in the garden, there, all in the dirt. You have to do the rough sex in the garden?
Rough sex, make it hurt, roll around all in the dirt.
Oh, wow.
That's the way I like it.
This is the one I whips and chains and handcuffs, smack the little booty up with my belt. That sounds awful. Scream.
The whole second verse just sounds like
this whole stanza rough. Right here. Like this is just we've turned.
Luda
has turned like, at this end part. Wow. Whoa, hold on. There's just this whole end part is just disturbing. Maybe your girl and my friend can trade. Tag team off the rope, on the ocean or in a boat. Factories are on 100 spokes. What about up in the candy store? The chocolate make it melt, whips and chains and handcuffs, smack that little booty up with my belt, scream help. Play my game, Dracula, man. I'll get my fangs. Horseback, I'll get my reins. School teacher, let me get my brains. And then he was doing a lot of licking. You know what he
meant by getting brain, right? I'm just
saying. Do you remember my very first episode of the podcast?
That I talked about getting brain.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know what that means.
Yes.
So, yes. There you go. That's You're welcome. Great. I will read any lyrics of any song you want, and we can talk about what they mean.
There's just a lot.
There's just a lot of songs
that I just as a kid, like I think, especially like when I got into like high school.
I'm trying to think of one that I,
you know, I didn't get in trouble for, but my mom was just like, "That is so nasty." You know what it was? Lil Jon and East Side Boys. Ooh, nah, nah, I'm so horny.
Oh yeah, that's okay.
That's I'm so horny. And then the other one was the 504 Boys. I can tell.
Yeah.
What's the one that I yelled at my
head? Said too much, couldn't look in your eyes. I can tell you want to fuck. And you ain't got to call me your boo, because as bad as you want to fuck, I want to fuck. Like, whoa, this is crazy.
You know what, though? Honestly,
and that was about like a good like 7 years old.
Sometimes. Yeah, because that was like in the 90s.
In the
90s. Yeah,
that was in the 90s. Yeah.
But I was already ready for it. Because
way back then when you guys were elementary.
Yeah. But I was already ready for it because Uncle Luke like got us ready.
Yeah.
But then there were also kids songs too that weren't so good too. Because what is, I just was listening
to the Barney song?
Huh?
The Barney song?
No. Hey, little mama, why you dance so funky? Like, that song is really inappropriate. Like,
and what song?
It's not Another Bad Creation, but it's like, hey, little mama, why you dance so funky? And I remember the video because I literally just saw this on an Instagram reel. Mm-hmm. Like, they were on a playground. These are like kids.
Yeah.
And the girls were like popping. Like,
yeah, they were.
They were shaking. Yeah.
You know what my favorite thing about lyrics is? Better than all of this, better than the actual lyrics is reading the Kidz Bop version.
Yeah.
Because Kidz Bop's amazing. They just take these dirty little songs and then they put in like kids versions and like just talk about it. Like, let me see if they have a Kidz Bop. What's your fantasy?
Do they still make Kidz Bop?
Yes.
They do. Kidz Bop was actually just in Toledo.
Let's see.
Really?
Yeah, they were?
Yeah.
Is it with a Z or an S?
It's with a Z.
Kids. Aren't they like on KID, 55 now?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I remember. So when I worked at my previous school, I was in charge of announcements and I would play music. And the kids used to love what's the Lizzo song? Why? why you doing something gotta be great? Mm-hmm. And you know, I should say, tell your girl, your man's in my DMs. So the kids by Bridget would say, tell your friends, we can't even be friends. And I was like, what? And the kids was like, boo. Yep.
Like, you know they weren't going for that.
No, they don't.
I was like, did y'all really think I was gonna play a song about your man being in somebody's DMs? Like, but yeah, it was like, tell your friends, like, we can't even be friends or something. I was just like.
So I was looking to see if there's a song. There was a song that I don't yell at my kids for listening to anything because, like, whatever. But there was a song that my daughter, I'm trying to think of what song she was listening to. I'm looking at her playlist. And she just had it blaring in the car. And I'm like, what planet makes you think that I want to listen to this with you in the car? I got to think of what song it was. This is on her playlist.
I just found out there's a Kids Bop version of Texas Hold'em.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Is it?
It is.
Sure Kids is.
I had to play. I played it at school.
Because I was like it.
I mean, yeah. But they also realized too that our kids know Pretty Boy Swag too.
Oh yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Hmm. I played that too.
Have they told you yet that my grandparent listens to that? Because that's always
a surprise.
Do you feel like they know Swag Surfing if they know Pretty Boy Swag?
They don't.
They don't know Swag Surfing.
You should teach them.
I did. Yeah. Like I tried to teach them the Swag Surfing. They could not be on beat for anything.
No.
They was just like, what is this and why are we moving back?
They said we can't.
We can't get with this.
No.
But yeah, I played Pretty Boy Swag when we did, when we had the Greek day at our school.
That sounds very Greek.
And all I remember, well, because they strode to it. And
you meant Greek as in like.
Yeah, it's like.
I got you.
Yes, fraternities and sororities. But that doesn't
sound like from the country of Greece.
You don't know what they do in Greece.
I mean, my son's going to tell me he did turn Greek Orthodox.
Well, he did. But I played Pretty Boy Swag, and I just remember the kids like, thick in my hips cup, get in my car. And Dr. Bernie was like, wait a minute, play that back. Y'all said, thick what? And it was like, thick in my. I said, y'all going to repeat it?
Do you want to know that I'm not? You want to know what I'm not mad at, though?
He was just like, no.
Was it this song?
I was like, I'm sorry. I really didn't think they knew it, but it wasn't my fault. It was on one of the D9's playlists, and I was just like, shout out to the Capitals.
Right. And then Dr. Bernie said, okay, I guess.
Yeah, but they was like, sick in my hips, come get in my car. And we was like, what?
You know what, though? I like the body empowerment. I like that we're teaching our young people that it's okay to be thick in the hips.
Yes.
But maybe like the not get in the car, though. Like, we should just like be thick without getting in people's cars.
But it's also okay to have Pretty Boy Swag, too.
It is. Yeah. Like, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
You can be you.
Yeah. But yeah, but some of those fraternities and sororities, I had to tell them, like, you're at a school, so we can't play this song. I had to tell one specific sorority, like, you're not strolling to Lovers and Friends.
We already talked about this, and I...
At a school.
No, not at a school.
I mean...
Elementary school at that.
You feel me? Like, we're not doing that.
Did they actually want to stroll to that in elementary school?
They just stroll to that period. Like, that's their stroll song. But, like, I think for them, like, they're not thinking, like, this is a school.
No.
They're just, like, this is our song. Mm-hmm. And I remember the teacher that I was working with who was like coordinating all of this, and she was like, here's the song or whatever, and I was like, you tell your Greek friends they are not struggling to love it.
They need to find the Kids Bop version.
Not even the instrumental. Like, you're not getting the instrumental.
Yeah, I wonder if Kids Bop has a version of that one.
I don't think they got a version of
They don't have What's Your Fantasy in Kids Bop version.
I don't think they have a Kids Bop version of any Lil Jon songs.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to look it up now.
Of like Maybe
we'll ask, but that's Usher.
Yeah, I know.
Why
Kids Bop Lil Jon songs? Siri's gonna find it. Apple Music will search for it. Oh, it just found the song Bop by DaBaby. Siri, my Siri is like the dumbest Siri ever. She's just.
That's wild.
Okay, I'll have to look it up.
We'll
later.
Have to find it out later. It's probably
I'll let you guys know next time.
Lil Jon on Kids Bop.
Lil Jon.
Yeah, I can't see it.
Yeah. Did y'all see Lil Jon performed at the Democratic National Convention with Kamala?
Yeah.
From what do you say? From Kamala to the walls.
that DNC convention was lit. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Okay. I just have so many questions because I love the fact that as a Democrat, you know, support my people. We are pretty lit, but it's just certain things I'm just like,
this isn't helping.
Yeah, you know, Lil Jon performing shots at the DNC. You know, Megan Thee
Stallion. They should have been like, vote, 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 vote. Everybody.
So it was more like,
just change it like Kids
Bop. So it was more like a pep rally. And then we also had Megan Thee Stallion was performing.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a pep rally.
Here's my thing, though. I'm okay with that as like, that's we can hype it up. But let's talk about some real shit. We got real shit going on.
Well, and I feel
like I don't need Megan Thee Stallion twerking.
I mean, everybody.
Trump did come out to many men, though.
Well, that's because he had his incident. He needed everybody to know that he
did come out to that.
Yeah, you're right. Well, then,
he needed them to know.
But then also the Red Hot Chili Peppers were about to sue him, too.
For what?
Because he wanted to, like, have a song, like, he wanted to come out to them. Like, he came out to one of
the under
songs.
The bridge.
No, was it Red Hot Chili Peppers?
It was
or Foo Fighters. Was it one? It was one of the Foo Fighters.
He didn't get clearance for the music.
He didn't get clearance for the music. Used and it. They were like,
you should have sued him.
They were, but they sent a cease and desist, so he can't use it again.
Yeah. Well, I would still sue him.
Just for the hell of it.
Why not?
Just because.
You just add to everything that he's got going on. Just throw some more. I mean, he's got money, right? Like, that's why people like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they said he's the best businessman ever. He just forgot the copyright paperwork that day. Just throw that out there.
Such a good businessman that he didn't remember.
You know what? He's got people for that. And somebody probably got fired. He said, you're fired.
Yeah. I was just like, man, Megan Thee Stallion performing at a presidential. I think it's dope too. But I was just like, all right, like what's next?
I don't know because I don't really watch a lot of national conventions for politics, but like, isn't the point of that to hype up your party? That's the point of the whole convention.
But if you watch like Megan's performance, you can see people in the background like.
I didn't see her performance. What did she perform? Like, what?
Look at his face. He's like, did she twerk? Let me see what that looked like.
No,
maybe
did.
I'll have to. I'm gonna put it on my videos for later.
I'm gonna put it in our Mud Talk group chat because she had on like this presidential outfit, but it was like a suit.
Was it
like
a flag?
It was like a presidential.
Oh, like a president suit. Yeah, president
suit. But like, I've never seen a president crop top suit.
That's amazing.
So it was like here, and she had the pants, and she was twerking.
If you got that body, rock the president.
She was singing. What's that? Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. And then she did Savage.
That's amazing. Oh.
And she got like a lot of slack for that. Like a lot of people like said some shit. And she said like she performed because
she could have sexed. He was very much like, did you see that? He was all like.
I was like really focused on making a stack.
And he's over here like, I hear it vibrate because somebody didn't put on Do Not Disturb. He forgot that part of it. And then he looks over and then he sly like pulls it over.
You know Craig's meeting's got me. Now he got his phone turned over too. So
I know he does. I think he's like, I don't want you guys to see what I see.
I should have put on Do Not Disturb.
I actually really love the energy that it brought. Yeah. And you know what? Maybe twerking or not. She's
twerk for votes.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, but she got a lot of feet, like a lot of backlash for doing it.
I'm sure she did.
But she said she did it because, you know, Kamala is all about like women's empowerment. Yeah, women's empowerment and, you know, people trying to take control of your body.
Yeah.
You're not a woman.
She's saying body, yada, yada, yada.
Body, yada, yada. And women are savages. So there's that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm excited to see. Not excited. I don't. I'm interested to see how this will all play out. For the election season,
I was pissed Beyoncé didn't perform at the DNC.
She thought she was going to.
She was in town.
She clearly said, fuck it.
Yeah, she was in town.
Maybe she's not a Democrat.
Well, she might not be. I don't know.
Right. We can't assume.
She definitely voted for Trump. I can tell you that.
Well, but maybe she's an independent and wants to vote for the independent candidate.
Yeah, she is. I don't know. She always said, what did she say? She was an independent woman.
Maybe that the DNC could. I feel like
independent women part two.
They did.
The DNC probably couldn't afford her, is my thought. They probably could.
Tell me what you think about
Are you sure she doesn't like Trump?
I'm sure she doesn't.
What makes you so sure?
I'm almost certain.
Like, do you know Beyonce personally? Like, have you had that conversation?
I would like to.
I'm sure you would. But but I mean, like, I was just wondering if she's publicly stated, like, I am not for Trump. So I don't think we can assume that. I mean, she did just come out with a country album, and people that like country music sometimes tend to vote for Trump. Maybe that's the direction she's
going.
I mean,
she asked on, like, her support behind the Democratic Party, so that's
What I just asked you, and you said, I don't know. There's no proof.
You said that she said, Trump.
But she's thrown some support behind the Democratic.
Yeah, she has strong support behind the Democrat. Yeah.
So we could assume that might, or maybe she's just said, I'm just going to go independent.
I don't know. I would love to see what Beyonce. When Beyonce goes and vote, I would love to just stand right there and watch.
Yes, fly. I think you would stand and watch Beyonce do anything.
I would.
Like, I think anything.
I really would. Like, ooh, Beyonce about to wash dishes. Come on, let's see.
Yeah. Oh, look at her dry them.
Let me cater to you.
She's going
to
walk into the other room.
Ty, say, I'll wash those dishes for you.
I will.
I got you. Yeah.
I will. Go be a strong, independent woman.
Speaking of all of this, just because I don't know what the deadline. Do we know what the deadline is to register to vote? I mean, did we tell them about the time that I almost got kidnapped in the parking lot? This was
she almost ended up in a white van.
Yeah, in a white van for our podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got it. I mean, he was on the phone, and I was getting out of my car, and this white van just like right up next to me.
It was, and it was like six people that hopped
like
out.
Hopped out, and this shoot, and this girl's like, "Hey, mama," and I was like, "Hi," because I didn't know at that point in time. I was like,
"Hey, mama."
I was like, "No, it was mamas." Like there was, it was that's "Hey, mamas."
That's some New York shit.
Right there. Well, that's it's not, she sounded like New York, and then I didn't know she was gonna, I didn't know she was gonna hit on me. I didn't know she was gonna kidnap me. I didn't know she was gonna rob me. I didn't know what was happening. Like I just, nobody pulls up in a white van. Although Ty and I did talk about the fact that like, I was so stressed out that day that kidnapping was honestly probably welcomed that day because I was like, at least it would be a break from everything else I got going on.
She was like, let me just call my work and I can just
Tell them like I got kidnapped.
So I got kidnapped, but I'll be probably days. Back on Monday, you like, know?
I could probably convince them 3 days, maybe 4 days in. I'd ask them to probably stop at the carry out just to like have some snacks or something.
But please, what was like, but please just don't assault me.
Yeah, just like, oh, yeah, I don't want to do all that. Just, I mean, we can just hang out.
You're kidnapping, but you ain't got to like,
we can hang out. Like, it's we don't. Like, I'm fun. I mean, I'll help you with whatever you need help
but
with.
But just remember, no means no.
Right. No means no. Do you understand that? Everybody. Before you kidnap me.
So we're not going to do anything else.
So let me rewind this story. I did not get kidnapped, trafficked, or robbed, or hit on. She came she out. Then she, like, she goes, are you registered to vote? And I was like, yes. And then she was just like, okay, thank you. But didn't ask Ty. Apparently, they don't give a. Then she didn't give a fuck if you were registered.
They're not sex trafficking black men.
Right. Well, I don't. I was voting. I don't think it was part of sex. I think. But we did figure out. I wonder if it was because I think the white woman vote demographic for Kamala is one that it's kind of like a on the fence.
Like a making that.
And right so I think they were just kind of trying to make sure that the, you know, they were getting as many people in that demographic to vote. Although I still, I mean, I know there's some like different politic things that go into it where you're not allowed to like. Officially tell somebody to vote for one way or the other, but I just feel like instead of just asking if I'm registered to vote, it would just be more effective to just come up to me and talk to me.
It was just like a really aggressive.
It was aggressive with a white with a white van with no windows,
and they didn't even like.
There was no parking spot.
They didn't even park. They just was like, scratch.
Jump out. Are you registered to vote?
And the door legit like just busted open. Like
he like hung the phone up and jumped out of the van. Like, I was like, are you good? I was like,
you good?
Yeah.
She's like. I don't know if I was about to be sex trafficked or what's going on.
It's kidnapped.
Just like, she's like, but you know what? The kind of day I've had, I wouldn't mind being sex trafficked.
No, I didn't say that. I said kidnapped.
Or kidnapped.
No, no, we're not putting that out there. I don't want to be sex trafficked.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to be taken away from the stress.
I just wanted to be away from the stress.
But not sex trafficked.
No one wants to be.
And I'm just to throw this out there. I'm fine now, so I don't need anybody like volunteering for this. I don't.
She
want
is
kidnapped.
A registered voter.
I'm a registered voter. I don't want to be sex trafficked. Don't kidnap me. Please don't come into a parking lot trying to hit on me saying, hey, mamas, because I'm immediately not, I'm just going to walk away.
It's like, the hey, mamas.
The hey, mamas. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that guys do at the gas station. That's why I was really weirded out that it was like a female doing it, which I was like, really? This is how females hit on women in parking lots?
But usually they may, usually the guy has a female doing the work for them, like trying to like coerce them in.
No, I'm talking about the guys that hit on me in the gas station with the hey, mamas.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like people who are trying to like kidnap people.
No, I'm saying that like when I go, like, if you're trying to hit on me in the parking lot with the hey mamas.
That's what studs do.
Well, maybe that's what she
maybe she was
do.
A stud.
Maybe when she turned around and looked at me and she's like, oh no, she's not going for it. I'm just gonna ask her if she's registered to vote. She did have a clipboard though, so it looked official.
She probably wanted your number afterwards too.
I mean, she didn't ask for it, but it's okay because you that's not the way to anybody's heart in a parking lot saying, hey mamas. Especially the men at the gas station and the carryout.
So please don't pull up on Miss Amy in the middle of a random parking lot talking about hey mamas.
Yeah. In a van.
In
no
a white
windows,
van with no windows.
In a clipboard.
And not in a parking spot.
Because I will actually have my taser on me. I'll probably tase you if that happens. Just FYI.
So, they definitely wasn't looking for me. They was like, we don't want him.
I know. That's why when she asked me that and then just, like, completely glossed over and ignored you, I was like,
yeah,
that was weird. You.
But she probably thought we was together. She probably thought I was your dude.
But so if I'm registered, that means you're registered?
No, I'm just saying, like, once I walked up, she probably was like,
that's so. Then she had to figure something out. Oh, are you registered to vote? I was going to ask her for her number.
Did you see the way I hopped out? I was like, hold on.
You did hop out as if you were about to beat somebody's ass because you thought I was going to get kidnapped.
Because when I saw them, they like scourged and I looked over and they got out and started walking towards you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to go.
Yeah. I will say that this is the one thing I love about Ty is that you always look out for me and you would never, ever let anybody kidnap me, traffic me, or hit on me that didn't want it.
I will whoop somebody ass with my white girl.
Yes. I definitely respect that about you because.
No, for real. Here's the thing. The thing like that is I'm always like paying attention to my surroundings. Mm-hmm. So like when I see something that doesn't look ordinary, like what the fuck is going on? And they walked up towards her. No, let me go.
Yeah. Yeah. The way you jumped out, the way you jumped out of that car, though, she probably did think you're about to beat somebody's ass because you like jumped way out.
I'm about to fuck you up with that clipboard. Yeah.
Yep.
You over here messing with my wife, girl.
So I just want everybody to understand that. Don't mess with me or you got a big T coming at you.
Feel me?
Don't start with hey mamas. Because I know something's about to happen.
And that's a horrible ass way to hit on my hey mamas. Like,
no, I'm telling you though, like the men in the gas station do the same thing.
They need to work. That's they need to work on that shit.
Any gas station. Doesn't matter. It's not just me. It's like a thing. Like women, yeah. Men hit on women at gas stations. He must not have watched any of our early seasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we don't.
That was one of our Ask the White Girl questions. Somebody was like, why do black men hit on girls at the gas station?
I don't think that was the question.
That was Ask the White Girl.
Oh, well, I don't know why. Yeah, why would I know that?
Because it was a guy who asked that and was like, hey, white girl, ask your black friends. Why do black men hit on girls at the gas station?
Yeah.
And we really didn't have an answer.
I have a hey, white girl, ask your black friends question. Actually just me asking you.
I love this. What is it?
Just because this is part of one of our segments we do, since it is the pregame. I mean, it's been bothering me for a while. Why does it seem like when, and it's mostly black men that will do this, when they buy clothing and it's new, we just like to leave the tag just like hanging off of it.
People still do that?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know people still.
People still do it. That. People still do it. Yes. Yes. A lot. I was literally just at a bar last weekend. And there was at least 4 tags hanging off of pants. And it used to be the hats. Like, they used to be, like, stickers on the hat. Yeah. But, like, no, there was, like, at least 4 tags hanging off of pants.
That's cornball behavior.
Yeah, I didn't know that was still there.
It is. So let's – why did it – why? When it was happening and it was cool.
Because I feel like when it was cool, I never – personally did it, like, right? Did. I know.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. What about the sticker on the hat?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I will leave a sticker on the hat.
And that's like it's not even just like that's like my son did the same thing. Like,
yeah,
like
that's it. Just that's official.
Yeah, yeah.
But not the price tag. I think with
like
the price
the
tag.
The tag that
like the brand
off.
Tag?
Yeah. Yeah, like the brand tag that hangs off like the belt buckle.
Yeah.
To show how much they pay for it. Because it shows
but
like
doesn't
it's
show
expensive.
The price tag.
But they're trying to but it's trying to flaunt. So like,
oh, like this is the brand.
Yeah. Yeah. So like if you have on True Religion, they might leave on the True Religion tag to prove show like, yeah, I got money. I got True Religion.
Because we know True Religion. Cost well.
So we're not leaving.
It don't cost that much anymore because it's definitely at Burlington.
We're not leaving Walmart tags on.
You can definitely get True Religion at Burlington now. So
yeah, but so we're not leaving like Walmart. We're doing like True Religion. I'll be honest, like the tags
Gucci.
That I saw.
Prada,
I mean, these guys probably thought that I was staring at their private parts because I was trying to read it and I was like, I've never heard of that brand or that brand. But I mean, I also don't know all the brands of that we leave tags hanging.
But my thing is that. You don't have to leave the tags on things to put some shit together because you can go to Walmart and put on something real.
But like
fly
I said,
they don't
leave Walmart tags.
They sure won't. Well, guess what? But real people don't do that.
Oh, I mean, they were real people. They just.
No, they were real physically, but they weren't real in spirit.
So like we do that. Are we flaunting it to other
spirit?
Well, are they flaunting it to other guys? Is this like an other guy? Or like who are we flaunting this to?
I think it's like, you know, if there's women around like yourself,
yeah.
You know,
I don't I would ask
but,
random
no,
shit,
but
like
I've
why is that
seen,
on your pants?
No, but I no.
Oh honey, can I take that off your pants? Just let me just you got a tag, let me just get that off for you.
It's honestly just like in the black community type thing. Because black women would probably be like, oh, like he got money, girl.
Okay.
But then you also have the man himself who may be around other dudes and is trying to flaunt and trying to stunt on them like
okay.
Yeah, I got bands. I got money. You
okay, so it's about bands.
Yes.
Okay.
I got clout, bands.
Well, if you come at me, we're
well, you don't have a lot of room to talk because you are clear at the gas station by gas station wine. So
what was it called?
Lambrusco.
Lambrusco. So that's why you ain't
it's gas more about the fact that it was cheap as fuck and I thought it was mine.
So that is why they're at the gas station saying, hey, mama's to you because
you buy Lambrusco.
You brought this on yourself. I was 25. I was, okay, time out. I was 25. This was almost 20 years ago, okay? This was not
so
yesterday.
You're like, look at her buy that $4 wine.
No.
Hey, mama's.
Hey, mamas. Wait, while they're flipping their tag, they got their tag, like, walking on the belt buckle.
I got $5 for you.
Yeah, you do. Hey, you know what? Next time I'm at the gas station, I'm going to ask the guy with the tag, hey, can you get this for me? Just get me some of that wine down there.
Oh, man, that is too funny. That is funny.
Oh, my God. Okay, I noticed it last weekend at the bar, and I just needed to know why, because I was like, this is a lot of tags. Like, I don't.
This is a lot.
I don't understand.
You said it was like 4 people.
There's like 4 different people in separate parts of the bar. Like man. There was, like they had the pants and then the. Why the fuck am I so close?
I just wanted. I pushed the button. I didn't know what it did.
I don't know. It's a word.
It's going back.
Oh, sorry, y'all. Is it going slowly? Because it's very. It's taking a while. No, I don't know. And I'm not obviously in the Black community enough to know what some of these brands are. Maybe it's something that you said it's people that bands and things. I didn't understand. It was not a brand I've ever. There was no Gucci tag.
Can you say that for me one more time, please?
Shut up. Yeah, right. Bands. Yeah, they will. That's the
gas station. Drinking their stuff.
Yes, I sure will.
That is a scene. Yo.
Oh my God. You're making me cry. Stop.
Oh. Yo, that is a scene.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh man.
That is
this is crazy. A lot happening right now.
That's funny.
Okay.
What?
Well, remind me never to ask questions about tags again.
Oh, man, please.
I had another one, but I don't remember what it is now. But that was my main one because I was just really I thought the trend was over too, and I didn't ever understood the trend to begin with.
Yeah, it's just the Black community thing. I thought it was done, so I didn't know.
No, there's still people out there. I mean, maybe it's just like in a different.
they are not part of my community.
Maybe not your people, but no. It's out there. I mean, it's happening. So,
wow.
Those are what we call. It rhymes with Jigga.
Okay. Oh,
that's what we call them. That is the Jigga community.
Well, and I'm not judging. I let me just be clear. I'm not judging anybody with tags in their pants.
There's a difference between black people.
Jiggas.
I feel like we're getting judgy right now, and at Mud Talk, we don't judge.
We judging that if you're wearing tags.
Well, I was.